Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we got your vault password coming up here in about 10 minutes. Just talking about my Brooklyn and sheets. Got them washed last night.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the best feeling, by the way.
Yeah, I washed mine on Sunday.
Speaking of Brooklyn and sheets, we would love for you to go ahead and buy some of these.
You know what I love about these especially, too?
So you know that what we're feeling.
Yeah.
I want you to know how good of a night's rest you can get because of these.
You know what I noticed? Because we all have them. I'm sure you have, too. I've had expensive sheets before, and then sometimes they'll tear in the dryer. And I'm like, wait, these were nice. I saved for these. What happened? And so then I realized that my Brooklinens, now that I've had the same set of sheets on there, and I have white ones, by the way, for, you know, over a year now, never a tear.
Not one.
No, never.
Yeah, same
a
with me. Mine are still like brand new. Every time I wash them, it feels like.
I got two sets just so I could have still sleep on my Brooklinen while my Brooklinens were washed.
So they're nicer than those nice luxury sheets because that's what they are. And I mean, there are tens of thousands of 5-star reviews for these sheets online. And you can save a little bit of money right now when you go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code KID. You're going to get 10% off your first order and free shipping. And Brooklinen is so confident in their product, like we are. All of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. But the only way to get that 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use promo code KID at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com and the promo code KIDD.
There you go. Invest in your sleep and let's get a little crazy, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-KID.
That phone number is what you can text, you can call, whatever you want to do. Or if you go to social media, make sure you use the hashtag, does that make me crazy? Because we want to know all about it, Kid Nation. I got one here, in fact.
Bring it.
Hi, I'm Heaven Villarreal, and I like to pick out the dry soap from my dad's ear. Does that make me crazy?
Oh,
dry soap.
That needs to rinse better.
I need to. I'm interested.
Nice. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was a thing.
You're going to make a great girlfriend one day.
I'm a big ear picker to people's dismay. If there's something like sitting in somebody's ear, I have to get it out for them.
Really? Oh, I don't like and reaching in holes.
Sometimes I don't always warn them. I need to be better about that.
Yeah, so there you go. Heaven, you and Kelly are both crazy for
being crazy.
Reaching into the ear holes.
They can't see it.
I've never fall out eventually. Someone's ear.
Uh-uh. It'll fall out eventually.
Eventually it'll fall out, right?
Well, I mean, not necessarily.
It does. Once you take a shower or something, maybe.
But it does bother me, though.
But it is crazy. Georgia.
Yes.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Let's see if you're crazy or not. We'll go around the room and figure it out here. What do you do?
So I like it when really steamy hot food burns the roof of my mouth to the point where it blisters. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because you get that dangly skin.
Yeah.
Oh,
I do not like
it.
No.
Oh, wow. What's your favorite hot food to burn your roof of your mouth with?
The pizza rolls that you can put in the microwave, and they get really, really hot, and the contents fall out.
Yeah, it explodes and burns everything.
That is a hard period of time to wait. They're always so hot. You got to puncture them.
Yeah. Well, or you could be like Georgia and just burn that
go for it.
She likes it.
But Georgia, that ruins stuff for dates.
I'm sorry?
That ruins a couple days, right?
Yeah, it burns for like a couple days,
Oh, girl.
No. You're crazy, girl.
Full crazy.
Yeah.
Full spectrum.
But that is a crazy that we have never had before.
Right.
We've never had the roof burner.
Nothing even close that I can recall.
I just cannot stand the feeling of the skin.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, Georgia. Welcome to the club, though. You're definitely crazy.
Yep.
Taylor wrote us and said, hey, I play out potential important conversations in the mirror with myself before they happen, like before an interview or a hard conversation with somebody. Does that make me crazy?
Very normal.
I think we all do that.
It's practicing, yeah.
I definitely do it.
And we're all so much better when we do it in the mirror. Every time. I feel like, man, I'm so well-spoken. I'm going to crush this. If this ever happens, it's going to go down perfectly. No, you're just like everybody else.
Great preparation, yeah.
I think we should be doing that.
Yeah.
Hey, Kaylee.
Hi, how are you?
Doing awesome. All right, let's see if you're crazy or not. What do you do?
Okay, so I have like this irrational fear of taking my son out in his stroller for a walk around my neighborhood or like around my town. that, like, an animal is just going to pop out at that time and decide it's time to, like, eat.
Oh.
Either an alligator, a deer, a raccoon, anything. Like, it just freaks me out because I know I can't save both of us. And then I play the scenario in my head and I think, okay, well, what would I do for this or this animal or this animal the entire time I'm walking if I do go for a walk?
Yeah.
Does that make me crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you,
paranoid.
Can I ask where you live?
Yeah, I live on Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
Alligators, yeah.
Alligators, okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so we have a lot of natural wildlife just still walking around.
So who would you sacrifice, you or your child?
Well, I actually had this crazy dream once that an alligator was just ready to, like, get me, and I had him. So I pushed my stroller like you would, like, a shopping cart at the grocery store as far as I could, and it would hit, like, a car that stopped so they could grab him, and then I would just sacrifice myself.
There you
your
go.
Mothering wow. instinct uh-huh. would kick in.
And what animal do you feel you could whoop, you know?
I think a deer I might be able to take.
Yeah, you definitely whoop a deer. Slap him.
Maybe a rabid raccoon, but I think that's about it.
A rabid raccoon. Those guys are intense, though.
They are.
They jump all over you.
Teeth.
Ooh, sharp teeth give you rabies and
well,
stuff.
I think they're kind
of
cute.
There's got to be some sort of protective bubble you can put around the stroller.
Uh-huh. We got
to
come up with
your
that.
Mind.
So yeah, so Kayla can go out for her walks without thinking about the devastating fights.
Poor little
she's about
trash
to be in.
Pandas get a bad rap.
Jenna, I liked raccoons until I saw them when they would steal dog food and the way they walk with a little hunchback all in their legs.
Oh, I know. They're just so quirky.
They look all weird.
Their nails are weird, but other than that, I'm into them.
Face is cute, though. Face is cute. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Okay, so I think I've lost my prank war with my 6-year-old kid.
Now, if you remember, Greg has called in the past. He's in a huge prank war with his son.
Okay, and take us through.
It started on Petty Monday, but yeah. He turned into prank war.
That's yeah. right. So how did you last leave us with what prank?
I believe the last one was that he got my shaker cup and opened the lid a little bit where I couldn't see it, and I threw a... protein and water and all kinds of other junk all in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Well done.
I'm pretty sure that's the last one.
Okay.
All right, so what's going on?
I feel like I'm a failure as a father because I can't beat my son in a prank war. And I'm not sure if that makes me crazy.
Nah, man.
I'm pretty sure I'm a failure as a father. I mean, I'm waiting for a more well-regulated candidate to come along just so they can take control of him and have him because I've failed.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, man, you're sorry, not crazy, man. Greg. It's just your son's just the born pranker.
Yeah. It's
sometimes
like he's seeding.
He learned from the best. You know, look at it that way.
I'm 35. I can't lose to a 6-year-old.
Oh, now he's coming back.
Yeah. She gave birth to the Tom Brady of pranks, dude. You can't help it. You know, it's like Tom Brady is dad is not as good as Tom Brady in football.
Yeah.
That's how it is, brother. You're not crazy, man. You just keep on trying. Call us back when you finally are on
top. Look at yourself fake arrested for pranking your child.
Oh.
In front of him.
Oh, yes.
So then he thinks pranking is a terrible thing, and then you turn around and you're like, psych.
A little over the top, but I like that.
But it's never going to end. Then the son is going to do something and try to get the dad back.
Greg and the son are going to be pranking each other until Greg is 90 years old on a respirator. And even then, his son's probably going to pull the respirator off of him.
Yeah.
My last joke, Dad. Joke's on you.
No oxygen for you. Let's take one more call here real quick, and then we got your password, Kid Nation. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, y'all.
Yo.
Doing awesome. All right, let's figure out if you're crazy or not.
Okay. So I've always been someone who has to sleep with, like, complete silence. I can't even hear anything. Then I had kids, and I was afraid that something would happen and I would not hear it if I wore earplugs. So I started only wearing one earplug so I could hear the kids. They're now like 11, 9, and 7, and I still like wear one earplug to bed every night.
That's cute crazy. I don't know if it does anything to your hearing, but I think that's cute crazy.
Oh, you can. Thick ears, though. Like, I switch from side to side, in the middle of the night, I'll switch like to the ear that's facing up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The ear that's facing up. Yeah, that's cute crazy. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say crazy.
Yeah.
I like again, that. Different. Not harming anybody. You know, no pain involved, but kind of quirky, crazy.
I've never slept with earplugs in. I just feel like
me neither.
Something would happen.
Yeah,
earplugs
I'm
or the.
Scared to do that.
What about the eye mask?
I've worn that.
I know Big Nick, our producer Nick, wears it.
Yeah, I just get the first time I wore it, I woke up in a
almost frantic because I couldn't see.
Right.
And then I remembered I had those things on.
Wow.
All right, Kid Nation, thank you for your crazy. We'll be back again next week with it. But right now, we do need to hook you up with a password, your vault password, that can earn you up to $10,000 with Beat the Bank
Extreme.
And your password this hour? Poodle.
Aww. Huh?
Poodle is your password. That means Beat the Bank Extreme is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Alright, here we go, Kid Nation. Round one of Beat the Bank
Extreme
is happening right now. Just pick up your phone, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We are looking for call number 13. Make sure you know that password. We just gave it to you about 10 minutes ago. If you don't have the password, you don't get in. That simple, just like that. And if you don't get in this hour, it's all good. We got another password for you next hour. We got two chances every single day for you to win that $10,000. And our boy part-time Justin just made an entry into the studio, and my dude looks, you look worried.
A little bit, yeah. Not because, I mean, I'm feeling great because of it's National Unicorn Day.
Okay, that's nice.
Yes.
Hey.
But I am doing something very big today. I am going skydiving. No, it's been on my
You're going up on a Tuesday. That made my stomach drop.
Yes, I know. It's been on my bucket list since I ever knew what a bucket list was.
Okay.
It's something that we all got to do it. I think because we can.
No. I thought our contract said we couldn't do things like that.
I thought too.
I did it.
Justin doesn't have a contract.
Here's the thing, you just have to just don't tell George.
Yeah, he's out of town, right?
Yeah, he's out of town.
Jumping out of a moving plane, I can see that being very dangerous. Yeah. But I'm going with someone who's done it over 9,000 times. So I trust him. I believe in him.
We're talking about this. See, here's the thing. The odds of you getting hurt while skydiving are very slim.
I want to talk about this.
Very slim, right? They're very safe. But I feel like the more you do it,
your number's going to be up
there's eventually a point where okay, something's going to happen.
Right.
But it can be dangerous, but so can driving on the road. That's also very dangerous as well.
At least you have some control when you're doing that.
Also, I'm going to have control too. You know, I'm going to be in the air, and there's a parachute that's going to bring me down softly, safe to the ground.
That's the plan.
Yes, hopefully it can do it.
It's just like that's the one thing that bugs me so much about the flying is everyone, that's what everyone says. It's so safe. I mean, the chances of something happening are so slim. Well, oh, well, we just lost an engine. Great.
Well, I'm more focused on what I'm going to say when I jump off the plane.
You want a statement?
Yes, I know. It's like your last words.
He's asking me,
I become a new me and transform.
He was asking me, what did you scream when you jumped out of the plane? I have no idea. I was too busy staring at the ground.
Oh, no.
You went tandem with the guide, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And just one jump?
Yeah, just one jump. His name is Ben. Actually, got set up from Danny, the married guy I tried to set you up
with. Oh, Hot Danny?
Yes, Hot Danny.
Yes, thank you for that again. Yes,
no problem.
The married guy I tried to set you up with.
He took all y'all to not see a ring. Yeah.
Yeah. He was just like, I'm sorry I'm not available, but if you'd like to go skydiving, I can make that happen. So he set it up. We're going to go today. I'm jumping out of a plane today, and now I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to say. I don't know if I'm going to say, oh, my God!
That's probably
that sounds
it.
About
yeah.
right.
That sounds
right.
about right. Yeah, that's about right.
That's probably what I'm going to say, but I might want to say Beyonce just for her.
Yeah, say something that goes viral in case something goes awry.
I don't think anybody's going to be able to hear it.
I don't want to say Geronimo. That's already used.
Yeah, that's been taken.
And then I've thought about up, up, and away, but I'm going down, down, down to the ground.
Yeah, keep looking up.
As I go to the ground.
You keep falling down.
We'll see it. I hope I'm so nervous.
What time does this happen?
I'm so excited. A little bit after work, so from 11 to maybe 2 p.m.
Do you say good luck to a guy? I guess you do, right?
You say good luck?
Yeah. Don't say break a leg.
No.
Do you have that bubble guts feeling
yet? Pop a parachute.
I don't know. We'll see. I've been thinking about it all weekend, like talking myself out of it. Like, this is a crazy thing you're doing.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't have a bucket list thing. Yeah, right.
See, but it's not a bucket list thing for me. But if it's been your bucket list thing, then that's great.
If Kendall Jenner can do it, I can do it as well.
That's my barometer.
The good news is that you do have good weather today.
Yes.
No wind.
No wind. Everything's going to be fine.
I'm so excited, and I'm so thankful for Skydive Spaceland for setting this up. This is so nice.
By the way, speaking of weather, our weather guy, did you see?
Yes!
Fox 46 Nick.
Oh, my gosh.
Did he hear you call him out?
Yes, he did. He heard.
So here's the thing. Justin and I did the slide like this challenge, which was started by, or a lot of people tried to start it, but it went viral because of Fox 46 Nick, weatherman.
I Googled it, and there were a few people on YouTube trying to do it, but it was not a big thing.
Nick made it happen.
Yeah, so this weatherman in Charlotte, North Carolina, he does TV weather in the morning.
Justin went petty and followed him, and then when he realized that he commented on my video that I posted of us, he got petty and deleted Nick.
But what's up with this? I posted it first, too. So obviously he's seen it. But anyway, so he heard, and then he got onto Twitter, and then he started following, and he goes, hey, I didn't mean to not like your Instagram post, Justin. I just was just so afraid because you hit those moves so hard.
That's right.
That's right.
It's like that.
Yeah. Did you follow him back now?
Yes, I followed him back on Instagram and on Twitter, and we started talking, and he was like, I would love to come see you guys. And I was like, yes, I would love to give you a tour of the studio, and you'll get to meet the cast, and I'll get you a mug.
Oh, not only does he want to come and see us, but one of his buddies from college, our boy Matt, that used to be a producer for Dish Nation for us, he said, hey, my boy Nick totally wants to dance with you. He said he wants to dance. Like, he wants to get in.
How about that? Maybe while he's here, he can audition for a job.
Yeah.
And stay.
We'll steal
our weather. Yeah, do our weather.
Bring him out here.
I'm also thinking maybe I could go where he is as well. And
do the weather while he
comes. Do the weather as a part-time weatherman.
You know what? TV always lets random people come up and do weather like that.
Yes.
Very doable.
They let Borat do it.
Right.
They do. Borat did
all
it.
The
just
time.
For, it'd be a part-time job bit,
right.
You know?
Sure.
It is sunny here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Degrees 88
Kelly,
degrees.
Kelly, I'm going to tell you something.
Winds
degrees
blowing.
Versus the degrees comes before
degrees
the numbers.
88 yeah. Degrees.
Degrees 88.
This is so out there. This is so out there. You know what's going to happen. He's going to go and do it. He's going to get a job at Fox 46.
And that
or whatever.
Would be a good thing.
And then we're going to get
Nick. Wouldn't stand in your way.
And it might not be doing weather, but I'm just saying, you know.
I think you should do the weather report as you're falling from the sky today.
Yes.
There you go.
I want skydiving weatherman.
I also want to dress up as Storm from X-Men with the white hair and the cat suit.
All right.
We'll need something a little more aerodynamic.
We'll fly you to Charlotte, but you just have to jump out of the plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Drop them off.
Is no class today.
Yeah.
Beat the bag.
Extreme.
Beat the bag.
Extreme.
Yeah. Good game yesterday, though.
It was a great game. It was a great year for them. They were not expected to make it to the Final Four, much less the championship game, and they did both.
Both
so,
teams,
you know what?
Man.
Great job, Red Raiders. Great job. Congratulations to you and to Lubbock. And to Virginia.
Yeah. Both teams gave us a good game and went to overtime.
Yeah. A lot of great games in March Madness this year.
Yeah. Every year I feel like they give us good games, man. That's why college basketball is cool when you get into the postseason. Hey, Lindsay.
Hello. I cannot believe I got through.
Oh, yes. You are through. You get to play our first round of Beat the Bank Extreme this morning. What are you up to right now?
I just pulled into work.
Okay. All now, right. Lindsay, Justin's going to be going skydiving. Have you ever done that?
I haven't, but it's in the plan.
Oh, you
do? My husband would never do it, though.
Okay. So Lindsay wants to. Maybe you could take some of this money and put it towards your skydiving venture.
I hope so.
And what do you do for work?
I work at LSU in human resources.
Oh, yeah. Go Tigers!
Go Tigers!
Go Tigers!
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we know you got to get into work. Lots to do today. So let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Poodle.
There you go.
Poodle is your password. Congratulations, Lindsay. Now, which vault did you decide to go with?
36.
Vault number 36.
Nice.
All right, Big Al Mac, why don't you tell our Tiger how we play?
Lindsay, you're going to step into the vault with the banker. The banker's going to holler at dollar amounts. They're going to increase probably in the hundreds, possibly into the thousands. Your job is to say stop before the vault door closes. If you don't, Lindsay, my sweet tiger, you will get nothing. Okay, if it does say 1,000, make sure you say stop then because it's not going any higher. Do you understand, Lindsay?
I got it.
All she right. got this. All she right. got this. All right, Lindsay, let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
It's free.
$80, $120, $160, $250, $340, $400, $490, $520.
$520.
Way to go,
Lindsay.
Boom. Lindsay, what are you going to do with $520?
I just got married 2 months ago, so pay off some wedding bills.
There you go, girl. Right. There you go.
Did you have fun at the wedding, or was it quick?
It was amazing.
Okay,
it
good.
Was amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's quick, but it was amazing.
Yeah.
For you. Hey, Lindsay, we're going to put that $520 right there in your wallet. Let's, just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
$540, $600, $610.
Oh gosh.
$690.
It's called.
Yeah,
you played right.
You did all right, girl.
Right.
You did all right.
Most of that money right there. That's $520, all for you, Lindsay. You hang on for us. Congratulations on your new marriage. What's your husband's name?
It's Nathan.
Nathan.
All right, big Nate.
Hey, dog. You got $520, man. Well, hold on for us, Lindsay. We got you all set up. And again, if you didn't get in this hour, it's all good. Got a brand new password for you in about 35 minutes so you can play round two. $10,000 still out there.
Yeah.
Still hanging out for you. Coming up.
What?
It's time to get into the dreams. Jenna reads your dreams, lets you know what they mean, and we had some crazy ones this week.
There's some weirdness in your dreams this week.
Mm-hmm. Very
some
weird.
Troubling
ones.
Things going on in your lives.
Mm-hmm.
And JC?
One involves me. My
cheating?
If my wife is listening, do not listen to the next segment. Very, very racy.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll get into that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
She gave away $520 to Lindsay, who's working at LSU. We got your next shot to win coming up in about 25 minutes. Brand new password with Beat the Bank.
Extreme.
That $10,000 still hanging out there. Hopefully you grab it. But right now, it's time for Jenna to enter the room as our very own dream reader.
Or just to stay in the room.
Or to stay in the room.
Right there.
Well, I thought you were going to dress up.
I am. Oh, hold on. Hold on. But now I'm realizing the logistical problems. Hold on. Let me put on my very crucial piece to dream reading. This the budget has increased for my segment.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I'm adding a...
Please welcome our...
It's a shiny hat.
It's a gold hat that matches her gold skirt.
My head's big. I haven't put it on yet. Do I have it on right?
Yeah, you have it on.
So, do I look like a dream reader?
Yeah,
you look... Like something.
Like a
swami. Yeah, that's it, Kelly.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. Pull out that little feather.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready, Jenna?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
All right, so here's the thing. We all have dreams. We wake up in the morning and we wonder, what in the world does that mean? Normally we'll just go tell our friends, but then our friends just listen and they're like, I don't know what that means.
Right.
Here's the difference between your friend and Jenna. Jenna knows what it means.
I do.
She looked
it up.
I've
done a lot of dream research. Now I have dream books. I'm constantly reading about dreams.
Yeah.
So let's see if I can help you.
All right. So the way you can get Jenna's attention is you either write us, go to kidnation.com, or the best way is directly at Jenna. Just DM her.
Okay. I will say my DMs are really flooded right now. So I can't get to all of them, but a couple today did come from the DMs.
There you go.
Just the most recent ones I came across that I sent to Sunny.
It'll turn into a little lottery of dreams sometimes in her DMs because a lot come in. But Jenna.
You're getting tangled in my lashes.
What? Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
I dreamed that I was in an institution / asylum. They were trying to perform an exorcism on me. Ooh. They kept moving me around to different areas. Sometimes I was naked, sometimes in a long shirt, others in a straight jacket. They kept trying to put oils, ointments, medications on me. I kept wiping it off. I was being held down and someone came up behind me and gave me two wet willies in my ears with medication on their fingers. Knocked me out. What does that mean?
Man, okay, I've never had this kind of dream, nor have I heard of someone having an exorcism dream, but they say it's important that we, you know, I'd like to talk to this person, because if you're trying to quit an addiction or there's something negative going on in your life that you're constantly in your waking life trying to say, you know, you want to get over someone or something, that sometimes you'll have exorcism style dreams because you're trying to kill off, it's just like dying in a dream. You're trying to kill off a negative part of your life. It's saying that this is like a powerful subconscious thing telling you need to purify or cleanse something that's bringing you unwanted negative attention.
Boom.
Okay.
Look at that. All right. All right. I have these lucid dreams. Jenna in full hat today.
This is my dream reading hat.
The dream reading hat. It's working.
All right. All right. Well, here we go. Jenna. I had a sexy dream about JC.
Mm. Go on.
Go on.
Can we save that?
But it was like so weird. I met their entire family at one point. Kenzie and him were both cheating on each other. Then JC killed the guy.
Oh.
Killed the guy that Kenzie was sleeping with.
That's right, bro.
Kenzie left.
I mean, no.
Yeah. Kenzie left. Somehow, JC and I ended up together.
What?
Oh.
She gonna kill you now.
Then, I changed genders randomly.
What?
This is weird.
So now I'm gay?
But, yeah. Wait, what?
But I love this.
But JC didn't mind. We also rode motorcycles together at some point.
I love this dream.
Okay, so that's the end of the dream. So she says, anyway, I'm in a happy heteronormative marriage with no desire to cheat or be a man. I think it was stress induced from studying the night before. All right, so what does that mean, Jenna?
Okay, if you dream about your gender, they say that we're all, like Freud says, we're all male and female inside anyway. You know, we obviously have testosterone and estrogen, just different levels. And so when you dream about switching genders, mm-hmm. if you're a woman, like in this case, that dreams about becoming a man, that indicates the need for protection and support in your waking life. But if you're a man and you have a really crazy dream that you're actually a woman when you look in the mirror or something, sometimes people dream this, that it says that you're craving some nurturing. You have a need for more nurturing in your day-to-day life.
So she was a woman, so she's craving protection and support from you,
nurturing.
JC.
Not from me in her life. I don't know her.
She's craving protection and support, but this is where it gets fascinating. The motorcycles are a very prominent part of the dream, because you all ride motorcycles into the sunset together or something like that.
As a man.
Couple.
Yeah.
That's my dude right there.
Yes. So that symbolizes a desire for adventure and freedom, especially when it comes to doing laundry.
There you go.
So she needs some excitement in her love life.
And look at me.
Even though she's in a happy marriage, so she says she has some unfulfilled desires.
And look at me, I'm a killer.
A killer with an A.
And as we're dreaming about JC, you listen to us every day, so that's simple.
Was good.
Yeah.
I think we got a gay murdering motorcyclist on the phone right there.
Well, it was me in the dream, so he sounds like this. There it is.
All right, I'm torn. I've got two good ones. So do you want to hear the one about a dream about being pregnant or one involving puppies?
Pregnant.
Both. Oh, well, these are both common, very common dreams.
Okay.
Yeah, we could do.
All right, well, the first one, I had a dream about finding a pack of 5 Dalmatian puppies and brought them home. Then my neighbor found 7 chocolate labs and asked me to take them in, and my dog ran up and tried to take one. What does that mean? By the way, my daughter on that same night had a dream about finding a puppy.
When you bring a dog, dogs have a lot of meanings, but when you bring a stray dog home in a dream, that symbolizes a need in your life for friends and says you're lonely. But because your daughter's having this dream and you're a mother or father, I'm not sure, but that dogs can symbolize loyalty and protection, so maybe you're feeling, you know, worried about being a parent.
Or maybe your daughter needs friends. Maybe you're worried about that.
Yeah.
And then I guess if you
Jenna's got songs.
Interrupted by a musical break.
Yeah. Lots of dream songs.
This one starts, Jenna, you are the dream expert.
Oh, nice.
I am working on it.
I've had a recent recurring dream in the last 6 weeks. I'm pregnant. The dreams are all different scenarios. Either I find out I'm pregnant, or I'm in my first trimester, or even the first one when I found out and gave birth in the same dream. In most of them, my pregnancy's been hidden. Not really a secret, but just not publicly known. But they're also strange. What does being pregnant in dreams mean?
When you're pregnant, it's because you're scared. about actually having a baby. So you dream about, okay, you know, that's scary. Remember, like you give birth to a cat.
Uh-huh.
But when you're absolutely not pregnant, pregnancy in a dream is representative of your creativity. This means you're trying to give birth to a new idea. Maybe you have a new business idea or something that you've been scared to share or scared to do, but you're full of this creative idea. Your creative belly is full and you need to give birth to it.
Ah, your creative belly is full.
Yes.
Got it.
Give birth to it.
Give birth to those new ideas.
That idea.
Look at that.
All right. I mean, idea labor.
Yes.
Have you had the pregnant dream?
I have not.
Oh.
Not while she was sleeping.
But I do have baby fever.
Oh. Look at Jenna reading your dreams like that. We'll be back again with the next week.
With a new hat.
Think about the hat.
I like the hat.
They had a larger one, but I thought this was amazing.
No, it's good.
I like that it goes with the skirt today, too. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I do match. Yeah. Cool. I'm kind of like the female Aladdin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now we just got to body paint you blue.
Yes, no, okay.
And then we'll be all set. All right. Kid Nation, make sure you write it. Slip into the DMs. What?
I was trying to think of a good dream name, like her name, like when she goes into character.
Uh-huh.
It can be like Golda Mae or something.
Jenna Baba.
Dreama.
Jenna Baba.
What? Jenna, what?
Jenna Baba.
Jenna Baba?
I don't know. I just...
Okay.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Time to win some money, Kid Nation. It's time for Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Do you remember the password we just gave you? I hope you do, because you'll need it. If you're caller number 17, we play twice a day. So this is round two. If you don't get in, it's all good. You got another two shots tomorrow.
There you go.
And that $10,000 is still in there somewhere, so we're looking for it. Looking. Speaking of looking, a lot of people were looking for that poem that Justin Bieber wrote his wife, Haley, yesterday on Instagrams.
Aw, he wrote a little poem.
Yeah. Anna, did he delete it for a little bit or something?
Yeah. I don't know why. I thought of that phrase, like, feeling cute, might delete later.
Uh-huh.
Like, he just deleted it. But did you say that he posted it again?
Yeah, it's posted. He put
yeah,
it back
it's
up.
It's posted.
It's up there. It's got almost 4 million likes on it.
Can you read it to us?
Sure. I can. I can give you a little,
It's long.
Just a little bit of it. Sunlight falls into the abyss, just like I fall into your lips.
Why are you giggling?
I don't know, it's funny.
It's romantic.
You've done way cheesier stuff.
Waves crash onto the shore. My love for you grows more and more. Sound of crickets, a true meditation. I think about you, God's greatest creation. As I fall into this blissful state, I ponder on how you're my one true soulmate. It's getting dark to see. A chilling breeze embraces me. The smell of chamomile fresh from the garden. My life is a movie that both of us star in.
Smell of what?
Both of us star in. Oh, chamomile. Speaking of stars, I'm starting to see some. They light up the sky. Reminds me of my freedom. And then it keeps on going.
Man,
but I don't know why he deleted it.
Yeah, I don't
know. Because it was a very sweet one.
Vulnerable.
Probably had a lot of typos.
Kind of reminds me of the song that you wrote for Kenzie.
My favorite part.
You're always there when I feel down. You're beautiful.
No. Keep it on.
No.
Yes.
Break it down.
My hand. Let's go.
I think it was excellent, actually.
I felt good when I was doing it.
Sure,
that's all that matters. And she loved it. Mm-hmm. And we loved to listen to it back.
Did she love it?
You made everyone happy.
She got embarrassed.
Yeah.
Right. I seem to remember it didn't go like you thought.
I thought she got embarrassed at the wedding because we surprised her with it.
Yeah, and I was. That can be, you know, there's a lot of attention on you.
Sure.
So it's uncomfortable.
Sure. It was me and my best man, and we sang it. We wrote it together.
Oh.
Reliving our little Blink 182 band days that we used to have because we were a cover band.
Oh, you had a band before the Don Cheadles?
Yeah.
What was it called?
We didn't have a name. We just did one show.
Oh,
okay.
Oh wow.
And we played Damn It by Blink 182, and that was our one and only performance. And then the band broke up because our bassist moved.
Oh, you know
many
bands?
How many bands did you have before?
Yeah, before the Don Cheadles.
Out.
What's your number?
All that matters is that I found you.
Oh, uh-huh.
The ones that came before are gone.
Oh, write a poem about me.
You know? And look, I'm not the only great writer on the show, because Anna, you were inspired by Justin Bieber.
I was. You know, this lovely poem that he wrote for his wife. I was like, that's so cute. My boyfriend doesn't do that. So I decided to rewrite Justin Bieber's poem about something I also love.
Okay.
Netflix.
Oh. I thought you were going to say Ryan, your boyfriend.
Well, him too.
Okay. Yeah.
But this is, so I took Justin Bieber's poem as a base, and then I just changed a little bit of the words.
Okay. So you parodied his poem.
Yes.
Got it.
And this is my love poem to Netflix. Sunlight falls into the abyss, just like I fall into my Brooklinen sheets. Waves crash onto the Jersey shore. My love for you grows more and more. Sounds of TV theme show songs, a true meditation. I think of you, this generation's greatest creation.
Oh, yeah.
As I fall into this blissful state, I ponder on how to chill with both you and my soulmate. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I didn't answer, are you still watching? And it turned off my screen.
Oh.
The smell of popcorn fresh from my kitchen. I play a movie. Staying in was my best decision. Speaking of movies, I'm looking for something. Trying to wait patiently for Beyoncé's Homecoming. How big and how vast the selection of titles. But when I watch British shows, I need subtitles.
Same.
So I write this poem with a new binge to pick. Thanks for the options. I love you, Netflix.
Aw, thank you. Is that a tear in your eye?
Thank you. Just emotional.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
I mean, that was good, but it was missing a couple.
Everything.
Hey, wait a minute, Trey.
What?
Okay, Anna, while you're there.
Yeah.
You can yell stop, right? Okay, when I point at you, yell the word stop.
Okay.
Right. Oh, is she all part right. of the song?
Oh, yeah. There's a bit.
Oh, okay, I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
No rehearsal.
No, I was pointing,
and she didn't do it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Only Al's finger.
Only me, yeah.
He's the magician.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, no problem. Good. We've been the same without you.
That was great.
Great poem, Anna. You should post it on Instagram. Delete it, and then repost it.
That's a great idea.
Fix the typos. All right, let's bring in our contestant. Nathan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Awesome. Congratulations. You were caller number 17, so that's pretty cool, right?
Never happened to me before.
Right.
Today's your day.
Today is your lucky day, sir.
So your name was Nathan?
Yeah, that's Nathan.
Yep, Nathan.
And the last winner, her husband was named Nathan, right? Oh. You're not her husband, are you? Only one winner.
No, I'm
household.
Not. I am single.
Are you married to Lindsay?
No, I wish.
Does your wife work at LSU?
Single.
Okay, he's single.
All right.
And ready to mingle. All right, Nathan, what are you up to this morning?
I just got into work, just sitting in my car because I happen to be in someone's car. I'm excited.
Okay. What do you do for work?
I'm a software developer.
Smart dude right there. Developing software.
Yeah,
developing that's what he does.
Software.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm making apps.
See? He's making apps. My favorite app is mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. I like a crudité.
You like that?
I like a nice crudité.
Crudité's good.
Lately, it doesn't fill you up.
Those are good. All right, Nathan, we're going to be done.
I'm over bacon wrap jalapeno.
Okay, cool. Nathan, let's step up to the vault.
He said, y'all are dumb.
Please enter your password.
Pencil.
Password. Nice.
Yes, sir. Pencil is the password. Which vault would you like to go in?
17.
Vault number 17.
All right.
Why not? Let's take that one. Here's Kelly to tell you how we play the game.
You're going to be in the vault with the banker who's going to have dollar amounts that go up, up, up. You have to yell stop before the vault door closes or you get nothing. The dollar amounts could go as high as $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000. We have no way of knowing. But when you hear the word thousand after any dollar amount, that is as high as it's going to go. So you have to yell stop at that point, okay?
All right.
Good luck.
Good luck.
You got it, buddy. Go with your gut feeling. Pull out as much money as you can. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the Bank Extreme.
$130. $170. $200. $260. $330. $360. 440. 520.
Stop.
All right.
All right. Play to save.
$520.
All right. Is that what, that's what Lindsay
that's
won?
That's what Lindsay won.
Are you sure you're not married to Lindsay?
It's a connection right there with Lindsay and Nathan.
Right?
Yep.
That's nice. Same dollar amount.
Nathan, what are you going to do with $520?
I'm going to buy a Roomba.
A Roomba?
He knows exactly what he's going to do.
Yeah.
I love that.
Life changer, dude. You don't think you need it, but you need it.
Yep.
Just make sure you don't have any dogs, right?
Oh, I have two dogs. That's why I want it.
Okay. It's true. Be careful with the dogs. Make sure that you're around because crazy accidents can happen if the doggies go.
That's right. If it tries to clean up the dog bathroom,
just be. That's the only advice I will give you with the Roomba. Other than that, I love mine. Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. So you got $520 going towards that Roomba that you really want, Nathan. Just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
All right.
$630. $770. 830.
Oh!
Okay.
There you go.
Big Al was calling a $2,000 ball right there.
It might be a $2,000.
You were wrong.
I was wrong.
Nathan, you played it well, man. Congratulations on your $520. Have a good day at work, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There he goes. Nathan, off of $520, which is exactly what Lindsay won earlier. How much are you going to win tomorrow? We'll find out, because that $10,000 is still hanging out there.
Yep.
Just for you. It's Beat the Bank Extreme, and coming up next... I need some good news, baby, cause like the world. Yeah, we want some good news, Kid Nation. We want to smile. What are the awesome things that happened to you over the weekend, or what are you looking forward to this week? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Good vibes only, and I'll tell you about the good news this guy received after he passed out drunk and woke up a lot richer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's some good news for my man right there. We'll tell you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need some good news, baby. Like the
world's our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And the point of this segment is to smile. We want to feel good. We want to know why you're feeling awesome. Share your good news that's been going on in your life with us and the rest of Kid Nation.
Uh-huh.
But real quick, I want to share this story from this guy in Minnesota. He's from Minnesota, named Derek Burgey. Right. He was in Vegas last week. My dude got hammered. Most people do in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Normally, when you get hammered in Vegas, it does not turn out to be a Good News Tuesday story. No. He was hanging out at Planet Hollywood and drank too much, blacked out.
Yeah.
But he was still up around 7 a.m. and wanted to do some gambling. So he put down $100 down on a crazy parlay bet that involved three different sporting events. He placed two different bets on a huge underdog to be the favorite in the NCAA hockey tournament. Okay. He bet they'd win, placed another bet, and combined score would be 6 goals or less. Then he also bet that the Timberwolves would beat the Golden State Warriors, which was unlikely because the Warriors are pretty good. And he picked the Minnesota Wild, his team, to beat the Vegas Golden Knights in the NHL. All four bets hit.
Wow.
Really?
And if they didn't hit, he would lose those $100. Well, they hit. And when he woke up the next morning, did not even remember placing the bet. Had no idea he had even lost the $100 or...
He just played.
Found the ticket and found he won $26,000.
Yeah. Dang!
Good thing he found that ticket.
Good thing he got drunk. He probably wouldn't have done that sober.
Drunk betting.
He probably would not have done that sober.
$26,000. Woke up.
Is that still called a parlay?
I don't know.
I've heard of the three bets, but a four? Or is it called a parlay bet?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. That's a Vegas question.
I'm about to go to Vegas. I need to get my betting terminology back.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Find out and let us know how it goes.
Someone will let us know.
We have a Good News Tuesday update.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I have amazing news. I called last year at this time to tell you about my wife, Janice, and my story. After having a stillbirth with our first daughter, Haven, our angel baby, we then had three consecutive miscarriages. We were depressed, but soon we were pregnant again. And we had Aniston, who is now 2.5 years old. Praise God.
Yeah.
But that's not all, you guys.
Oh.
We then received the news that we were pregnant again.
Oh.
This time with triplets.
What?
Well, those triplets just had their first birthday. Our girls, Vivian, Sutton, and Carson are all healthy and have big personalities. To make this birthday weekend even more amazing, on Sunday, the day after their birthday party, I hit my first hole-in-one.
Wow. Wow. You're on a roll.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
triplets, hole in one, babies.
That's great. That's
for your
great.
Rainbow baby. That is awesome news right there.
That is great.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday. What's yours?
My husband and I closed on a golf course today. We bought a golf course.
You bought a golf course? What state is it in?
It's in Missouri.
Okay.
Wow. All 18 holes come with it and everything?
it's a 9-hole track, okay. But it's an exciting adventure for us.
Congratulations.
Awesome. I didn't know you could just buy one.
Yeah.
Do you personally play golf?
I do. He taught me when we met in college. He's played almost his whole life. So
awesome.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah. So good.
Thank you.
But have you named it? You going to call it the Kid Craddock Memorial, the Kid Craddock Golf Course?
No, but if y'all are ever in Missouri, just come on up to Marshall, Missouri. We'll get you on the course.
Deal. Okay. All right. Go to Emily.
They say Marshall's the next Branson.
It sure is. That's where I'm going.
Is that what they say, Kelly?
What's that? Marshall's the new Branson.
And Emily's got the coolest country club out there, so.
Huh.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Country club. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning. Good morning. Welcome to Good News Tuesday. All right, hit us with it.
Okay, so after an entire lifetime of dreaming, on Friday, my husband and I are leaving to go to Paris for 10 days.
La la.
Congratulations.
Now,
Thank you. Did
you learn some French so you can talk to the people
out
there?
I do know some French. We do too. And I just love you guys so much. You have no idea. Kelly, I've met you once, and I have never been so starstruck in my life.
Aww.
Was she rude to you?
Was I?
No, she was perfect. I felt like I was rude because I did not know what to say. I'm standing there just looking at you like, hi.
That's what we do in the morning when we get here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hi, in Kelly. Stunned silence.
Hi, Kelly.
Oh, man. Well, Kelsey, you guys have fun out there in Paris.
Hey, let me tell you, I had a great experience in Paris. A lot of people don't. And I'll tell you what they just appreciate.
What?
Is if you make an effort to speak their language.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I found. I took high school French, and I could barely remember anything, but they appreciated the effort, and then they would kind of meet you halfway with the English.
Uh-huh.
It's really,
don't just bust
really
out the
key.
English. That makes them like, hey, you're in our land right now. Yeah. At least try a
if
little bit.
You have
bit.
A little French in you, you'll be all right.
Yeah. That's called
make sure you do some French kissing over there.
Oh, that's not where it originated, I don't think.
I think it originated in England.
Yeah.
But it was by French girls that came. Where did I just hear this? It was on.
Why don't you Google it before you just give out false information?
It was on Ellen. It was a lady that was on Ellen the other day, and she said French kissing came from British soldiers that were kissing French girls.
Are you sure?
Yes. True story.
Yeah, British and American soldiers returning home from Europe after World War One who greeted their wives and girlfriends as they observed the adventurous French to do with lusty, passionate kisses.
Oh, we weren't using the tongues before that?
No, I guess
tongues
not.
Before the war?
Before that, it was just kissy, kissy. He was like,
The war brought out the tongue in us.
Yeah.
Good. From the text, good news, you guys. After 10 years of attending classes and working full-time, in 1 month, I will graduate with my bachelor's in business with a 3.7 GPA.
How about that?
Yo, you got that 3.7 in college. That's really good.
Yeah.
A lot of us fall off our freshman year.
You could put all my GPAs together combined, it wouldn't be 3.7. Like if you added them up.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Yeah, high school is a little bit better than college, for sure. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday. So what are you celebrating?
Well, after I talked to you guys a year ago and won a free vacation to Daytona Beach, we just got back from our vacation at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Oh, awesome.
It was amazing.
Good.
Awesome.
We just got back, too.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, I know. I went the week after you guys, and I was so upset because I said to myself, if I had just booked it a week earlier, I could have met you in person.
See? Right. People wonder, do you guys actually give the trips away? There's Stephanie to let you know, yes, we do, and yes, they're very fun.
Glad you had a good
time. It was amazing. Everyone at the hotel was great. The beach was beautiful. And we did all the extra stuff. We had the lighthouse and museum and boat tour. And we did everything.
It was all great. See, Stephanie, save all that. We're going to send that into the fun.
Yeah, right.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Stephanie, you have a wonderful day and welcome back home. And let's get Rebecca here on the phone. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
So what's your good news for us?
My daughter, she's three. Yesterday on our way to dinner for my husband's birthday, her beloved stuffed bunny that she takes everywhere went out the window on the highway.
Oh, no.
I circled back. I dropped them off at the restaurant. I circled back. I could not find it. This morning, I'm on my way to the DMV, and it's on the side of the road. I found it. I was able to get it. It was not touched. No damage, nothing. I can't wait to get home and pick her up from preschool today, and she is going to be so excited.
Oh, that's going to be so awesome, Rebecca.
Video it.
Yeah, video her response. Speaking of falling out of windows, this story, I think did I tell you guys this yesterday?
No.
I think it was off the air, yeah.
It's out of China,
mm-hmm.
And it has a happy ending, but this little girl, 6-year-old girl, was playing next to the window in her high-rise apartment in China, fell out 26 stories.
Oh, my.
There's video of her flying through the air.
Obviously, there's a happy ending. Are you
of course, Kelly.
Hearing this?
So right below her apartment complex is like this bike shop, and she crashed through the scaffolding and made it onto the shop next to the bikes. I mean, if she would have fallen on the bike, she probably would have gotten injured even worse. But she landed, and then you just see her get up, look around, and walk away.
Whoa.
26
stories. 6-year-old little girl survived the fall.
Wow.
And walked away from it. Mm. Didn't lay there. I mean, she had a little bit of a limp, I'm sure, because that's a big fall, but walked away from it.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sure her parents were feeling extremely good after that one right there. Mm-hmm. And Kid Nation, we appreciate your calls, your text messages. If you want to share some more good news, we're going to do Feel Good Friday here in a couple days. Deal?
Deal.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.